Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP. This is Project Independence and You. I'm with Otto and Claudia, and we're just going over different things that are going on in the town with the new. This is special to the town of North Hempstead, where a lot of the other regions in the world have to go to, like, Target and Walmart to buy pots. In town of North Hempstead, we grow them in pothole, and I think that's just tremendous. But very few people know that.
I'm going to go pick up a pan on my way home.
And to order.
To order. That's the best. I mean, we're very fortunate here. Just one reminder that this afternoon is Meet Me in St. Louis, right here at Hillwood, the 18th.
Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's why I was confused.
Friday.
I'm going to say, why are you saying that to me, Dan? Oh, yeah. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Hillwood Recital Hall right here on the LIU campus is Meet Me in St. Louis. And we have two more of them coming up, one in May and one in June. And one of the things that happened, which was very interesting, is we had said last week if people wanted tickets, and we had more than the 10 people who wanted the tickets calling, and Dan was good enough, he honored everybody's tickets.
Oh, that was nice.
Which was super great. So when we get closer to the May one, we're going to do it again, because two reasons. One, we want people listening to the radio show, but two, this supports the radio program here, WCWP.
And the plays are amazing.
Oh, aren't they?
And Project Independence members will receive 20% off of the ticket price, right?
Okay, correct? You're right. No, you're right.
Otherwise,
you're right.
They are now. Okay.
Otherwise, Claudia's taking
that. Yeah, uh-oh.
No, but it really is. It's a way to support the station, support Project Independence, but all the other senior radios are on during the course of the week.
Yes.
This is a station that has a full array, all week long, informational stuff, which is tremendous.
And the talent with the troupe is just unbelievable.
Yeah, so you get a combination, which is great. So tomorrow is Meet Me in St. Louis, 3 o'clock here at Hillwood Recital Hall. And then the next one is May 17th, but we'll talk about that next week and going on after that. And that's all about Eve.
We can't retain too much at one time.
No, exactly. Exactly.
And we are having, if you've heard of CARFIT, where we do the 12-step program.
I have heard of it.
We have one Tuesday, April 21st, which is actually this coming up Tuesday.
Okay.
And it is going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park. And it is by registration through 311. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes. And if you call, they'll give you all the information that you need as far as what time, because they're timed by appointments. So if you call 311, they could schedule it for you.
You know, one of the interesting ones on that is talking about mirrors and how to adjust them to reduce blind spots. I finally learned how to do that after 70-whatever years.
And you can't avoid one?
It's amazing.
There's a way you can adjust it so the blind spots are no longer blind.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm one of the CARFIT technicians.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
when they put you through this training, it's so unnatural what they teach you, because you're taught to see part of your car in your rear view mirrors.
Right, right, right. That's Christina had to that.
You tip them out.
That's not what
you
should do.
So that you see the oncoming lanes of traffic, which makes a lot more sense, because I know where my vehicle is, but I need to know where the surrounding vehicle is.
And you lean over.
So it's interesting if you just tip out your mirrors
slightly.
That's what
creates the blind spot, by moving it out.
Yeah, and if you lean over to line up the mirror over there,
mm-hmm. Right.
Then you're lining it up, even if it sees the car, then you pull back. And it's correct,
exactly.
And then you do the same thing going the other way. I found it probably saved me a couple of times.
See, and that's wonderful to hear. That's great. John Ryan, I am going to CARFIT you after this event.
No, I don't mean this in a derogatory way to anybody, but occasionally you see a car going down the street that looks like nobody's driving it because the person is very short.
Petite.
Are things like that addressed?
They address all sorts of adaptive equipment that they sell, because you don't want to put a household pillow or phone book that could slip off the seat. So they have special cushions that are wedges that have a special rubber bottom that will adhere to your seat that you could use to help elevate you so that you actually see over the steering wheel.
Right.
And they'll even have at CARFIT an occupational therapist that might help you with your mobility issues, and that takes it to a different level. So a CARFIT event is a really good thing to attend if you have the time. If not, Project Independence does have two CARFIT technicians, and you can call 311 and make an appointment one of us. Yes.
Actually, in reference to cars, my sister had got something for my mother about 2 weeks ago. Well, not 2 weeks ago, a month and a half ago, whatever it was. It's a circle. that you put on the passenger seat, so that when you sit on it, you just drop into it and you swivel in. Versus the person has a hard time getting into a car.
All sorts of things.
It's like, you know, it was just, you spin. And for a person, again, it's just for an adult child driving a parent around versus trying to pick up a leg, turn, ma, relax, get in. You just pop your backside down and turn.
There are many things.
People with back problems, do they, does CarFit get into anything like
that? They'll go into all the different mobility issues, and they'll test your ability to turn your head and what you can see. And that's more at the end of the CarFit when you're with the occupational therapist, because a CarFit technician will mark certain things that they notice through the evaluation, and then the OT will go over those issues with you at the end of the event.
Okay.
And sometimes it's as simple as maybe some stretching, some certain exercises, or maybe an adaptive piece of equipment to extend your mirror if you have limited mobility. But it's a great 20, 30 minutes that really could save your life or someone else's.
Well, that's it. I mean, people just take all these things for granted when there's a better way to do it. And then you get accustomed to it. Because my mirrors, I probably have half my car on my mirror.
I'm
really
outside right now, John.
Yeah, I mean, that's not my car. Today I'm driving my daughter's, but that's not the point because I dropped her kids off at school this morning.
You know where your car is.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important to know how to set your own vehicle,
right.
Because sometimes you're in a different car, or someone takes your car, you park it with a valet, they change your settings. So you should know how to set everything in your vehicle.
And it's funny, I drive an Azera, which is a regular, you know, sedan type car, and I'm driving her car, which is, it's a Dodge. I don't know what the name of it is, but it's like an SUV. But even me, to get into it, I got to like almost hop. Mm. It's a total change in driving. I mean, backing up, she has the lights that let you know when you're backing up, but you're thrown off completely. You know, I only do it dropping them off just, you know, back and forth for a couple
We've
of days.
We've had people come to be CarFit and they didn't even realize that they could tilt the steering wheel. Just simple things to make it much more comfortable. And in this day and age with the airbags, you don't want to be too close to your steering wheel, because if the airbag goes off, it could do more damage than actually help you. So it is, it's, you know, I could talk about CarFit, obviously, to
right,
no end.
You're into it.
I'm a big supporter.
Right, it's important.
It's good.
Actually, another thing that is very important, and we've had Lauren's been on the show before, Lauren Suma. Judy's going to be with Lauren at the Shelter Rock Library Monday night. Yeah, Monday night at 6 p.m.
Right, the building department.
The mobile hours for the town's building department. Mm-hmm. And we had Lauren on, which is such a good question, of somebody wanting to do work, do it legitimately. Look at that situation 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, where two people died in the city.
Yes.
And I think the little bit I'm reading, something was hooked up almost by a handyman. Somebody's in trouble.
Something.
With the gas line from Con Ed, which they said wasn't approved to be done. You know, that's the consequences. Now, you go to the assessor's office and say, if I change this, how much is it going to cost me in taxes? And if they say maybe $300 a year, you do it.
Right.
That'll be a determination. But to do some of these things on your own.
And when you file for the applications and it's done properly, then, you know it's done in a safe manner. When you have someone that's approved also, if you have a contract or something like that, it's important to do all those things, especially then a lot of times a senior may want to downsize and sell their home. And if the necessary applications weren't in place, they're going to have a big problem when they go to sell that home. And Lauren does a great job of helping, especially with the
important.
Senior population.
She's very good. She's actually not trying to pin you against the wall. She's trying to help you.
She's a hand holder.
Yeah.
And she really is very good in that regard.
Yeah. She's very good.
But when you're talking about, you know, the other day I was at the Westbury Call Place Advisory Board meeting, and some fella came in who's a member, and he took, you know, you go into the supermarket, another scam, and it has the name of, like, Handyman, and they rip the bottom or they cut it so you can take his phone number off. Well, he did that. Whoever the guy was took his phone number off, called him up. The guy came over to the house. He showed him what he wanted, $700 or $800, not a fortune. I don't mean it the way. I'm not, shouldn't have said that. 50% down. I'll come back next week. He gave him $400, and the guy, when you call up the number, it's a hair salon place.
Oh,
just that clean cash.
Yeah,
that clean.
Yeah.
And Rebecca was there, and Rebecca looked it up online. And the number he put down is a hair salon place.
So he probably picks different numbers.
Whatever.
And when that number hits, then he changes it.
Oh, I said, you know, the poor guy.
just
and that's simple. And he's not going to be a big one because he wants the cash.
Yeah.
So that's not a big deal.
That's right back to your scams and Project Save.
It's a shame. Yeah. But that's the point. I mean, this is housing. It was something around the house he wanted done. It's just, Those are not the big number of people out there, but there's a few of them out there.
Probably
every time.
A good idea there is to deal with people who somebody else has already dealt with, if possible, get references.
A referral, that's a hard thing from the town, I know.
Right.
Making a referral list because it's a semi-endorsement. It's not really, but it is.
You can't really do it.
No, but
ask
that's
your
when
neighbor,
you go to
your community
center. And when you're at the table, I say, Otto, I need a roof. You say, John, a friend of mine had a wonderful job. He complained a little bit about the price. They negotiated it. He's happy. That's somebody you talk to.
It comes up in the new, I'm in the New Hyde Park Advisory Committee.
Okay.
And that type of thing comes up frequently. You know, do you have somebody who can shovel, or do you have somebody who can do whatever? And it's a good way to find out.
Right.
It's a good reason, by the way, to go to one of these meetings. Too.
Exactly. Come to one of the advisory.
Yeah, come to the advisory, or just at least get involved in your local community center. You know, you'll meet somebody. In fact, I have a friend of mine who is going to the next, not the Port Washington one. It is the Port Washington.
Port Washington.
She's going to at the end of the month.
Fantastic.
But we're good here now. It goes so fast. Claudia, thank you so much for coming.
It's been a lot of fun.
I hope Christina has
happy
a wonderful
birthday,
day.
Christina.
Happy birthday again.
Yes,
she's having another party this weekend. So happy
again.
Birthday from Dan and Otto and Luke, Claudia and myself. Thank you, Dan, who's the engineer and also the director. Janine, I saw her after her vacation, but I didn't get a chance to talk to her this morning. But nevertheless, you've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And next week, we're going to have Kim Kamen, who's going to be coming, and a wonderful program in reference to stuff that's going on in the town with both projects, business, tourism, and the Development Corporation. So have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next week.